Hello and welcome to Prusa Live 39. I'm here with Mikla Susa, and Joe is back with us, which is great.
Hey.
And we will be joined by Jay from JB Creative in just a little bit. So I don't know, let's kick things off. We've got some exciting stuff this week. Got some really exciting stuff. Like
Yes.
if you guys haven't been paying attention to what's going on today, the day is finally here, but we'll get to that. But yeah, let's kick it off with our Prusa Printers picks of the week. What do you got, Mickey?
I've got an awesome model by Sousaphone, and we've been freaking out about this model in the office for the whole week. And I mean, it's been uploaded for a longer time, but it's the Lucky 13, fully printable figure. But
Nice.
I mean, this thing, like, I really, if you have nothing to print, just go ahead. It's like three plates for 2 or 3 hours. But this thing is incredible. Like the motion it can do, it has like, swivel in the elbow and the shoulder and everything. And it's all just no glue, you just print the plate and everything snaps together. There's a PDF guide for it. And I think, like, I can't wait to do some stop motion. Just put the camera on a tripod and very tediously move him very slowly to do some fun
Yeah,
motion.
it is amazing.
Yeah, a few years ago, or like quite a few years ago now, back in kind of the early days of 3D printing, there was a Kickstarter for a very basic like model like this that was a printable action figure. And then they eventually like kind of did it to a an injection molded version, but also like the guy who designed that went over to Tinkercad, and they did like a Tinkercad integration where you could make accessories and new parts and everything else for this action figure, and it was pretty basic. I love how many joints and everything that's in this one.
Yeah, now he's being pulled back by force. It's just a great model. Well done,
Yeah,
Sousaphone.
super cool.
Yeah, super cool model. What do you have,
Yeah.
Matt?
All right, so mine is pretty basic, but I actually think it's kind of exciting and fun. This is from our pet upcycling contest, and it is a funnel adapter that you print and put onto the bottom of a bottle to turn your bottle into a funnel. Now, this is a small funnel because I only had a small bottle, but if you had a 2 liter, it's a nice size bottle. And
Cool.
rather than needing to print
Oh,
like
yeah.
the entire funnel, you just print the tip, right? And then, reuse the pet bottle as the thing. And
That's
yeah, I think
nice.
it's yeah, I think it's super handy, and I actually think there's some fun things that we might be able to do with it also. I want to try to do some pendulum art with it, of like put sand in it and swing it. So we'll see. But yeah, this is by Wusaweki.
This might solve kind of the my usual problem with these funnels is that they have not enough volume and too slow flow, so you dump
Right.
whatever you want are dumping into them and it starts like overflowing, so you stop pouring it in there, but when as soon as you stop pouring it just goes around the edge of the container and you make a mess everywhere and you just wish you could just dump it all there kind of quickly. So I
Right.
guess
And
you can use
if
big
you have the
bubble.
entire height of a 2 liter
Yeah.
bottle, like
Yeah.
you can get a lot of volume in there. Yeah. I think it's super useful, and it was a great entry in that contest.
Awesome. Nice model. What do you have,
And
Joe?
hopefully I can stop coughing.
So my printables
Oh yeah,
printer that
printables.
we
Yeah.
I think we maybe misspoke
Yes.
are our braces. We actually published yesterday, and I love them. And if you want to learn more about them, we have a full article. And we did some research for stuff people can actually print in Ukraine, because it is very difficult to ship stuff there. But yeah, these can help, and they are quite easy to print. And yeah, and we also mentioned other things, so go check that article.
I think the coolest part about them is the thermoforming,
Yes.
the printing them flat from PLA and heating it up a little bit and forming
Yes.
it around the limb.
Yes,
That's
yes, yes.
yeah. neat.
It's a great way to contribute in ways that we can. So yeah, go check out the article and find out more. Okay, so flash contests are going. We currently have the nozzle holder contest that's actively running right now. So you have until this Sunday to get in your nozzle storage systems into that contest. We will have a new flash contest coming this Friday. So stay tuned in a couple days to see what that is. We love what you guys have been doing with it, and we can't wait to see what's next.
So many contests.
Yeah, contests.
So many, yes.
But people seem to really enjoy them, and they're pumping out awesome models. So
yes,
yeah, it's like waves. Like just when you think that people aren't responding as well and things like that, then you have like the wall hooks contest that had over 400 models submitted to it, and things like that.
That is bonkers.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's great. Thank you, everyone who contributes. Really enjoy going through the models.
Yeah, it's great. We've got those contests, but those contests aren't on Prusa printers anymore, as we alluded to a little bit there. If you guys haven't been watching, we made the big announcement very early this morning, midday for you guys over there in Europe. But Prusa printers is no longer Prusa printers; it's printables.com.
Yay!
It finally happened.
We actually popped. Yes. Champagne on our content meeting.
Yeah,
nice.
It's been so long coming. It was like a nice moment for
good,
the team.
Good job for the team.
Yeah,
it was. And yeah, it took so much time.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I mean, just the domain. We were working on getting the domain for 7 months, but I think it's perfect because when we were thinking about what we will choose, I really wanted something which is suitable for being like the repository of printable models the internet. And I think we found the winner.
Yeah, I think as well. And people seem to love it. Chad, what do you think? Do you like the name? I hope you like it.
Yeah, from the minute that you sent it over to me, Joe, and said, this is one of the things that we were considering, I have been wholly on board. It is the perfect name. I think name wise it takes us right to the front of the pack now. It's very sure what it is.
And what Insomniac says in chat, like seemingly issueless launch. Like wow, yeah. Like
there were some
there's been a couple things, yeah.
But like fairly minor, I was kind of expecting a little bit when you do these things, like the whole site will blow up and you will have to reboot the servers and everything, but it seems to be
and everything is interconnected, so there were some changes happening over the last week. The auth was moved under the Prusa 3D, I'm really excited, and thank you guys. It seems like everyone is loving it online, and we have over 2,200 upvotes on 3D printing subreddit.
Yeah, that's nice. We are not very often, top posts in there because, it's a very broad subreddit for, everything that's happening in the community. So
And no haters.
Yeah, we are reading every comment on every social media and, all positive comments. Thank you so much. All feedback, we are discussing it. We have already bug fixed like small little things, and the bigger things we are adding it to the to-do list of what we want to do. So if you have anything, post it on Reddit, post it on Twitter. If you tag us, we will definitely read
and
it.
And definitely follow the new Twitter.
Yes.
At printables.com.
Yes.
Printables.com.
And I noticed some people commenting on it that they can finally just tweet at the repository and not the whole company.
Yeah,
which was confusing.
It's nice. We made all social media for printables, so we even have Instagram. We have YouTube, where we will be posting developer logs.
1.7K subscribers.
Yeah, nice. Thank you, everyone who subscribed already.
Yeah.
So we will be posting all printable stuff, mostly there. We won't be posting as much of the things on our channel. It kind of makes sense to separate it.
Yeah, we haven't been doing dedicated social media accounts for Prusa printers since we knew for I don't know a year and a half that we will be rebranding. So
First, we didn't know what we will be rebranding to. Then we even knew what we will be rebranding to, but we didn't have it done. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, and it's it looks great. I was already harassing Mickey that we need printables t-shirts right away.
Oh, yeah.
So. Yeah.
Makes sense.
And they're like, you know, it wasn't huge changes, but you can see that the homepage is a little bit neater, a little bit different. The menu is different. Yeah. We renamed prints to models, which was very common request. So now was the good time to do that. So the uploads we now call models and not prints because it's intuitive. It makes sense.
It really does look great.
Ah, people are quick.
Oh. We
did make a printable version in the office, but we didn't upload it anywhere, so someone...
Well, they already beat you.
Yeah.
Good job, George.
Yeah.
And if I'm correct, there is another update coming in just a couple of weeks. But
yes.
We didn't want to do it on in one go.
It's not finished yet, and why wait, right? I think as soon as we could do this, we did it. We definitely didn't wait with the name change.
Yeah, and I'm excited about, you know, being able to actually promote it more because it didn't make sense to, you know, put money and effort into promoting something we know will be renamed soon.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So
for everyone that was confused previously and thought that PrusaPrinters was for only PrusaPrinters, hopefully this new name really clarifies that. You know, it is a site and a repository for absolutely everyone. It doesn't matter what printer you have.
As it always has.
We have awesome questions for later, like what were some of the other names we considered? People wanting t-shirts, hoodies. We'll see.
Well, I mean, there weren't that many names because we logged in on this quite early on. But we ended up with some other domains. Even actually one 5-letter one, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, quite epic.
But that will be parked until we find a project for it.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, you buy a domain and then you make the project around the domain itself.
Yeah, this might be a fun little secret that we will have for a little while that might turn out into something cool.
But, you know, I really don't think about any other options. We also had 3D printables.
Yeah.
That was a backup, but printables is just so much cleaner.
Yeah, the thing about this domain is that, you know, nobody was parking it. You know, nobody was speculating on it, like owning it just for the sake of, you know, selling it to someone. It was actual some very cute shop of t-shirts or something like that.
Yes, yeah. a screen printing company.
Screen printing company. So they were very nice, and it was a long journey to.
They had it for 16 years.
Yeah.
And they had special dedicated website page.
Page, yeah, about
talking about how they the domain is not available.
It is available, but. Only, you know, serious offers, people who want to make something out of it.
But thank you. We are very happy that we were able to make this.
The name is great.
It's
really
very fast.
Really like it. Oh, some suggestions for dark mode. Oh, you just wait. That's definitely.
Is it in there already?
It's not, but yeah.
Okay, but.
If we do it the way we want to, it will be really funny, I think.
Yes. So yes, I love it.
We will see. What's the Twitter handle? Right. It's at printablescum. Oh, just, no dot or anything, just together, printablescum. I pasted all the social media links into the video description of the stream, so you can just click the links there. It seems like we're going to have a lot of questions for this, which I love. I can't wait to talk about it more.
Yeah, I see Prusavers.
Oh, that was for a little...
We were talking about it since the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I was always saying it was too cringy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
It was a very good tongue-in-cheek, you know, name. And I think if Thingiverse was still like as good of a site as it used to be, it would have been a fun jab at Thingiverse. But it's kind of like kicking them when they're down at this point because like it's such a bad site at this point. But
And back then we used Prusa Printers because it was just already, you know, working. There were people going to it. And, you know, I'm actually happy we did it this way, because if we would be looking for something different back then, I would probably not invest that amount into the domain and name. And we would end up with something mediocre.
That we will
and steam. It would be good enough not to rename it.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't end up with this.
If you'd like to learn more about this whole thing, we have an article on the Prusa blog where we kind of go more about it. And there are some nice graphs about how we're doing. Which, I mean, recently the growth is basically accelerating the whole time. But I feel like just before the rebranding, we kind of hit the critical mass of, wow, things are really happening right now. And people are moving to printables at mass.
And everyone is just loving the badges and
the levels
and the meters, collecting of them.
Yeah,
it is amazing.
Yeah, that's definitely helped get some traction, and the community loves it. All right, let's go ahead and bring in our guest, and then we can kind of add more time onto the end to take questions about printables. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and bring in Jay from JB Creative. We get a lot of requests from people of, you know, have this person on the show, have that person on the show kind of things. But this has been one of the top requests that have been out there of, like, multiple people saying, hey, have JB Creative on the show. And so here he is. We're happy to finally have him join the show.
Oh my god, I never realized.
Hi everyone.
Hey, it's JB Creative. I feel like a complete idiot right now. I didn't realize that's JB Creative. It was just three letters, so I took it as it is. So.
Okay.
Hey Jay, welcome to the stream.
Hey.
So Jay, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your channel is and what you do?
Oh man, that question is always a tough one to answer because I'm still figuring it out. But mainly, I started doing what I do so I could play with like engineering, basically. So I was working in the toy industry actually before this, and there's lots of constraints, you know, and like cost is a big one. So you can't just like do whatever you want from an engineering perspective. And, you know, like that's obviously just the way it works in business everywhere. So I decided to become like an artist, and that way I could justify doing like anything I want with engineering and not really having to have a reason for it other than creating art. So that's what I do. It's kind of morphed into mainly like 3D printed stuff because those are the tools that I have on hand, and I'm working in my apartment. So, you know, it's pretty accessible to have like multiple 3D printers, and so that's kind of where I'm at this point.
It makes a lot of sense that you have a background in toy industry because a lot of the mechanisms are quite intricate, and it's the same feeling I have watching your videos is when I'm disassembling a Nerf blaster. And I'm thinking about how did they manage to do this thing with just a little plasticky doodicky that bends just the right amount for it to click and go into place.
There's some very smart engineers, way smarter than me, working in the toy industry. So, yeah, there's a lot of really cool mechanical stuff going on.
Very cool. One question I think will instantly come up just even looking at your background. Why white?
You know what? It just kind of started, and You know when they say like Steve Jobs wore the same thing every day, so we didn't have to make decisions about what to wear. I kind of just started using white and then stuck with it because like I didn't have to make any decisions with what colors to use, and it looks good on like colorful backgrounds. So I kind of just went with it.
It is fun because it gives a very distinct aesthetic to your projects, right? Like, you know, it's very easy to see one of these and be like, oh, it's his because it's all white.
And there's an added benefit as well, because everyone sees these prints and thinks that they're like the cleanest prints they've ever seen. And it's really just because the camera is like, doesn't know how to handle all that light. Yeah. Not to say though, the printers do a great job, but they're still printed parts.
Yeah, but the white filaments are the hardest to
make,
print.
Yeah, or to print as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we didn't have like bright white for a long time, because you just add so much white pigment into it that it almost acts like a non-Newtonian fluid, and it just doesn't extrude as smoothly. But yeah, these prints are clean.
Why don't you show the ping pong ball thrower right there in the middle there?
Yeah.
To get kind of an idea of what some of these things actually do. Yeah, so your designs, a lot of them are actual mechanical creations like this that you know have some movement and some flow in them. What inspires you to create these designs? Like how do you get your next ideas of what it is you're going to make?
I don't like that. That's a question that I'm still like trying to figure out the best way to answer, but my mind is like constantly thinking about this stuff, and there's just like an endless stream of ideas. Like I have lists and lists of ideas.
Nice.
And yeah, it's like at the end of the day, like I have to like do the engineering on all this stuff, which takes a lot longer than it takes to like come up with an idea in the first place. But yeah, that's one thing where like I'm like quite fortunate when it comes to this stuff, is it's just nonstop.
So I guess that's a good question there that I get asked a lot, because you know a lot of people that are creative have a habit of coming up with lots of ideas, but we forget as many ideas as we create. Do you have a good way of tracking the things that you come up with and want to? No.
Like the way it kind of works is like if I come up with an idea and like I just can't leave it alone, then I know it's something I have to work on.
Right.
But if it comes and goes, then you know I can move on. But there is often like the ping pong ball shooter is just something that like every time I'd like close my eyes at night, I'd start coming up with like more parts of the design, and I was like, okay, I have to get this out because it's driving me nuts.
And you always work on just one creation?
No, I have like 15 things on the go.
and like a million abandoned projects, I imagine.
I've been trying really hard to not abandon projects unless I really don't like them. So it's kind of like a rule I set for myself, just like a discipline to like keep me on top of things is try to finish what I start here. But yeah, definitely there are a few projects that got abandoned along the way.
And generally, how long does it take you to finish one of these projects? Is it like one a week? Or
it really depends on the project. Some things I can do in like 2 hours, and like that's like I've like really improved my design skills in the last 2 years that I can do that now and like kind of nail it on the first try. But like the ping pong ball shooter, that took like 3 weeks with like multiple diversions along the way, so it really depends on how much of a feel I have for the design before I start designing.
You are printing everything from PETG, right? Or
no, it's all PLA plus.
It's all PLA. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it's all mechanical, but I don't know why I jumped to PETG, but yeah, I mean, nice to see that.
I've actually never printed with PETG before.
Really?
Yeah. When I started, I only used ABS. I was like, PLA is like amateur. And then when I started working at the toy company, actually, is when I started using PLA, and I was like, I was so dumb for never using this stuff. It's like, like it used to be every time you put on a print, you kind of like are stressed that it's not going to work out. Now I never worry. Never.
You might need to get some white PETG over to them to
Yeah, we have some signal either. Yes.
Yeah.
Do maybe we will, I mean, seeing what you can do with BLA, I guess having too many options can be not helpful.
Right.
Yeah. Like, if you're constrained more, you will just get to the solution maybe quicker.
Yeah, yeah. I think having it looking like rainbow would distract from, like, the pure technical finesse, because now you just concentrate wholly on the mechanism.
Right.
It's very true.
Yeah,
It's actually something that I've learned a lot in the last 2 years is, like, reducing the freedom actually helps a lot. It really, really helps.
Yeah, that's why I went even with the material, right? Like, having only PLA, I guess you achieve some flexibility by simply making the part thin or something. So it bends even on PLA. With Pedgy, you might get, like, distracted, like, oh, this part needs to be Pedgy because it's, you know, more ductile or something. Mm-hmm. But if you only print PLA, it's just, like, this part of the equation is fixed. Yeah. And you can focus on other things.
Definitely. And another thing, too, is a lot of the stuff, like, that I make, I try to make it so anyone can print it. And I think PLA is probably the most popular.
It's very accessible, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's accessible, exactly.
We are, I guess the typical question in chat, maybe what Matt wants to ask, software?
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. So, you know, standard question I ask all designers that come on the show is, you know, what software do you use to create your designs?
So I use SolidWorks. I've been using, like, a maker, it's like an educational maker copy that, like, they gave me 2 years ago or something, but I'm actually at the point right now where I have to figure out what I'm going to do, because my copy's, like, the license has run out. But I do know SolidWorks now offers, like, a hobby version, which is, like, $99 a year, something, like, pretty affordable. I think it's to compete with Fusion 360. So I think that's where I'm going to be going right now. I do use Fusion 360 from time to time to do, like, CNC programming, just because they have a good CAM software. But for the most part, SolidWorks for all my design work. I've been using it since I was in school. So,
Nicholas, there was a clapper.
What's that? Yeah. We have some in the office.
Do you know the Japanese inventor who did like the clapping hands? I think we had them in some of the videos.
Yeah.
For the love of God, I kind of remember the name, but Nicholas will definitely find it later.
Yeah.
And
have you tried? Do you also like model? I mean, you just said that you don't, but have you tried modeling in Fusion? Also, like non.
I actually have, but it's like, I don't know, the best way to describe it. I just feel like so sluggish in Fusion. Everything that you can do in SolidWorks, you can do in Fusion. It's the same, like, you know, everything is the same, like the same commands, everything has like a slightly different name. And that's why I get stuck, because I'm very efficient in SolidWorks.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I understand the software and I know where everything is. So like, I think if I spent a couple months with Fusion, I'd become comfortable in it, but it's just, you know,
it's hard to do that. It might be worth also taking a look at Onshape.
Onshape? Okay.
Yeah, because the Onshape team, the Onshape founding team, was some of the same people that created SolidWorks also. And so there's a lot of things that go hand in hand. In fact, the founder of Onshape was the founder of SolidWorks. There's some really funny backstories in there.
Yeah, I'm digging into this a little bit more, because a lot of our guests usually just go Fusion, and that's what most of us here use as well. And then we all just go, Fusion, and we kind of skip over the topic. But yeah, nice to hear. I mean, I know a ton of people use SolidWorks, and although maybe Yeah, Matt?
Yeah. I'm an Onshape user.
Okay. But I don't know, do you think, I know that, you know, you can do, the softwares are probably fairly equivalent, but it always feels like SolidWorks, even had the conversation today with Chris, do you do, like, when you do complex assemblies, do you constrain them so the parts kind of move as they will, when printed, or do you just imagine how the parts will move and yeah, that's how you do it? Or do you try moving them in SolidWorks?
No, I definitely constrain everything
okay.
as much as possible. Yeah. But it's I think you can do that in Fusion as well with joints. So it's you know, like a lot of people, it's funny, I made something once and it didn't work and everyone's like, can't you just like simulate that in CAD? And like a lot of people don't realize that like there's like the CAD world and then there's like real life and there's like this like very fuzzy connection between the two of them. So you do have to know like more about, and like it, like my knowledge has been gained from years of making stuff that like you like start putting it together and you're like, oh crap, like this isn't going to go together, and you have to like go and redesign it. So it's important to, doesn't matter what software you're using, to still know like in the real world how things are going to translate, which you can really only get through like trial and error, I think.
Yeah, and experience. No piece of software right now outbeats experience for sure.
Yeah.
Like it's just a matter of putting the time in, putting the hours in, and you know, learning how all of this stuff works.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And like just be like being willing to like mess up many, many times.
But that is a big truth, even though if you have everything constrained in the CAD and it seems like it's working, but then you realize that you can't physically put it together because you just can't push through parts.
Yeah.
Been there.
For sure. So do you have any other tools in your arsenal, whether that's actual hardware or, you know, software or anything that like you can't live without, like design wise, that, you know, it's like, you know, some of our more kind of creative designers, or creative is not a good way to put it, but people that are doing more sculptural work, that's a better way to put it, have a tendency to, you know, have drawing tablets or, you know, things like that. Do you use a space mouse, or is there anything that you just can't live without?
I like, my mouse is just like a regular, like, it's actually not regular, it's an ergonomic gaming mouse, just because I was getting like shoulder pain from sitting at the computer for too long. But it's got a bunch of buttons that are all mapped to shortcuts, and I cannot live without that.
Yeah,
like that's key to like the efficiency that I have with CAD. Other than that, like the whiteboard is like a very important tool, but between those things, like very basic stuff, I can get it all done. So
and that's great. I mean, I think especially like I think you're one of the first people that have talked about a gaming mouse and you know, linking buttons on a gaming mouse. That that makes a lot of sense. And you know, it's one of these cases of you don't have to go out and buy the like super expensive crazy space mice or, you know, things like that to be able
and
to,
I've actually
to
used
the cool stuff.
I've used the space mouse, and honestly I didn't find it increased my productivity in any way. Like if you can get used to using the scroll wheel, like it gets the job done.
Yeah. I mean,
we have a few engineers who swear by it here.
Yeah.
But they do look like magicians when they use it, so I guess they are used to it.
Yeah. Also, the 3D connection, the makers of the most popular one.
Yeah. 3D connection. Yeah.
Yeah, they are so hated by the Slicer team.
Yeah. Our team implemented the support for the space mouse, but they kind of had to hack it because
the support from the company is basically non-existent.
Yeah. And now I think they deprecated like a 5-year-old device, and Vojta bought it, and the Sprusha Slicer lead, and he is so mad. He's like, I'm gonna support this open source like project that does the same thing just because I'm so mad that they deprecated my machine that I bought. So,
I think space mice are like Vim for Linux users. It's like, it takes a long time to like learn how to use it and get really good with it. But when you do get really good with it, you do like seem like you have magic powers.
Yeah, but then you can't design on the laptop.
Right,
on the
right.
Yeah,
right.
Because you are lost.
Right, but and then you run around commenting on YouTube comments saying, why didn't you use Vim over and over again?
But I mean, if you use online tool like Matt, you are also done. Or does Onshape work offline?
Does Fusion 360 work offline?
I don't think. Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Oh my god.
Well, I may be dumb, but I at least know my software.
I mean,
I just exposed myself that I haven't been designing anything for quite some time, and especially not in Fusion. But
we do
we really get into this? I mean, I was playing new Gran Turismo on the PlayStation, and it also runs online, and I was like super mad about it.
It's a single player game. That...
Yeah, we need to put some basic CAD into the Prusa slicer.
Yeah,
I mean, we're getting closer and closer.
Right? With every release. Yeah, next one will have probably text generator, which will kind of, I guess, connect a lot of the, like, design it somewhere, but if you need to imprint a text on it, you can just do it in a slicer and customize it. Yeah.
I desperately want click 2 points and set a size on those 2 points and then size a thing based on that.
Yeah. I think long-term, it would be nice to have some functionality like Tinkercad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if we can import some CAD files, then we could customize them, and that would be amazing. But I think that's some time away because it's kind of a huge task.
Maybe we should talk to the FreeCAD team and like.
Yeah, but that's also like a huge software, you can see
how
it would be kind of hard to marry them together. Already, Prusa Slicer is becoming kind of ridiculously huge.
I hope Wojciech isn't listening.
If he's listening, he's like, guys, what are you saying? Don't promise anything.
I mean, let me open my Slack.
I mean, there's the Skunkworks projects, right? That like some other team goes and figures out what's possible, and you know, it eventually becomes a thing. I was just having a discussion about Prusa Control the other day, and like, you know, who all actually remembers Prusa Control? And most people,
I do.
You know, yeah. Most people are like, Prusa what?
I think it was like a one-man project.
Yeah, it was.
Tibor just doing his thing, making whole new app interface. That was fun.
Was that like an Octoprint, a Prusa version?
No. I mean, we didn't want to experiment with user interface too much on the main slicer. And so we experimented in quicker to develop app. I think it was in Python.
Yeah,
and we found some concepts, and then we merged these concepts into the main Prusa slicer.
But
it's like if Slicer and Cura had a baby, that was Prusa Control.
But the app was pretty, like, he did it so fast, but he kind of hacked it in a beautiful way where he didn't slice anything. It would just call Slicer, like Slick3R, or Prusa Slicer, Prusa Edition. And they would do the slicing, and then this app would re-import the G-code, but you would have a whole new different interface around it. So it was nice to play with it.
It is, I think, still on our GitHub, so everyone who's interested can play with it. I'm just checking it.
And you said something like Octoprint. We have Prusa Connect, which... Mm. That's something like that, which we are working on, and
but it is more towards managing multiple printers, not just one.
Right.
Yeah, and still kind of development very much. So
yeah, so Jay, do you have a favorite design that you've created? Is there anything that like you just absolutely love this one particular model?
I generally just like love the last model I made most, but one that like is very near and dear to my heart is this guy.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Automata.
How did you make how did you translate emotion into two different parts of the model?
A worm gear.
Yeah, there's a worm gear on the bottom. It's hard for me to show you on this model. But then it all transfers off of the crank, transfers to this gear, and then this gear transfers to the treads through a worm gear, and it transfers up to the arms through like the top mechanism here. Yeah, this is kind of like my mascot, my like kind of like favorite thing. I'm actually working right now on turning this into a massive like remote control version,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going to try to print in full color. So there will be some color, but I have these like stickers, which I want to try to like make a physical version of the sticker.
It looks nice.
Nice.
So I hope I don't hijack your brain, but I think there were all the needed pieces for making automata in the 3D printing community. So we have the winding mechanisms from all the watches. I think there are some music boxes. You have the moving part. So we can actually make a fully 3D printable automata, I think.
Don't give him ideas. He's not gonna sleep. He's gonna think about it.
I'll just put it on the bottom of the list.
Yeah, yeah.
Good eventually. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so you have a couple designs up on Prusa Printer, or sorry,
Printables.
On Printables.
Printables.
Yeah.
you have a couple designs up on printables.com. But where can users find some of these other great designs that you have?
So my website is probably the best place to go, jbvcreative.com. Yeah, that's the best place to find it.
Nice.
And
what is your YouTube channel?
YouTube channel is JBV Creative. So everything's JBV Creative. Try to be consistent here.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
JBV. Well, like with the
I will paste. Yeah.
I think I missed
chat.
The V. Previously.
You might have missed the V.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess people can find the links for everything via the main website, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. Is that me? No, it's not you, Baloo.
Okay, they do say it froze. Let's see. Like the YouTube stream, see if we come back. Okay, they say we're back.
Oh yeah, and that's all, folks.
Okay.
Yeah, so now we revealed all the secrets. You've heard everything that JBV Creative is working on, all the new printers that we're working on, and...
Yes.
You've
fantastic. Heard it. Okay, well, Jay, thank you very much. You have been an excellent guest. It was super great
thank
having you,
you
on.
Awesome
it.
Job.
Yeah, awesome job.
Yeah,
and
nice to officially meet you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully someday... Soon we'll meet in person at some
That'd
event.
That'd be
somewhere.
Amazing. Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great
all
day,
guys. Thank you so much.
Bye, Jay.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, sorted for that little hiccup. Our internet went boom boom, but everything seems green right now. So hopefully the quality and everything will come back to you as well.
Yeah. I was explaining. Wasn't sure if people could hear, like, if we just lost you or if we lost the streamer, that, you know, that this isn't the first time that we've had this hiccup today, so.
Yeah, everything just blinked. You guys were either very still, perfectly still for 10 seconds, or the internet died, and yeah, turned out the internet definitely died.
You died, like, mid-word, so it was
okay.
That you had gone. Okay, so let's move on so we can get to the questions section here.
Yes.
Prusa Live,
yes.
show us your prints.
So the third place goes to a designer you all know extremely well, and it's 3D Print Bunny with this amazing art wings design.
Love it.
Yeah.
So I ran into something a couple weeks ago, and it reminded me of this kind of traditional crafting process called quilling, where mm-hmm. you take thin strips of paper and spin those strips of paper around. And I thought about how great that would look aesthetically as a as like a vase mode print. Mm-hmm. And I sent a tweet out. You can see it on the bottom there. or over to the side. I sent a tweet out and I was like, you know, I really felt like this was something that 3D Print Bunny or Geeky Faye would really kind of get into. And 3D Print Bunny ran with it and made some really, really amazing and beautiful designs.
Awesome. Yeah. Whenever it's vase mode, you can bet that 3D Print Bunny will figure it out how to do it.
Yeah, there were some kind of tricks on how you would design around it, and so but I figured she she would figure that out.
Okay, we are moving to the second place. And then it goes to Steven at Turbo022. And it's a remix of a lantern, which turns into an awesome, like, Japanese-themed
I love it.
Little Pain lamp, which is awesome.
Yeah, I really love this one because, like, the lamp itself is aesthetically beautiful, but, you know, he remixed it so you could easily drop in those litho paints. So it's super customizable for anyone who, you know, wants to make one of their own and put, you know, their own family photos or, you know, things in there.
Yeah, that's a great point. Okay, so there was the second place, and we are moving to our winner, which that print is... Like, wow. Do I have it ready? No. Okay, I have it ready now. It's by Badarnath Sipikup, which is a really funny username, by the way.
Yes.
But look at this thing. This is...
What a project.
So,
this is incredible.
Yeah, so this was crazy. We discussed it before the stream started. And yeah, it's the entire center console of his car. And yeah, he modeled it out first in cardboard to make sure everything would fit and, you know, work the way that he wanted to, and then, you know, printed all these parts. I think it says how much filament he used.
5 kilos of
5 kilos.
Brushament Beji. 2 weeks of printing. That's really like incredible.
And I'm so glad he printed this in PETG, because can you imagine if he printed in PLA all that time and all that money in PLA and then it melted on the first hot summer day? Yeah.
And I love the text. I finally have cup holders. Cup holders.
Yeah. We were also commenting before the stream started that we love the USB ports, right? Mm-hmm. Mickey showing them there, like, you know, everyone in the back seat has easy access to charging and
banana for scale and push your face to hide the
a great engineering principle to prototype with something which is quick and dirty, so
totally
before you design and invest 2 weeks of printing into something, you know that it will fit.
This is using the cardboard is so smart, so well done.
So well, thankfully, he will have some Prusament coming to him to help make that project not hurt so quite so bad with how much he used. So congratulations to everyone. Reminder, you know, send us your prints. Tag them #PoundPrus Alive on Twitter. Need to be sitting on your bed or by your printer. We love seeing your prints.
And with that, we can move to our questions and answers. And throughout the whole stream, I've seen so many, so hopefully you guys will either repeat them or we will find them.
Yeah. So just a few I caught were asking about the mini networking. There is a big update in the in-house build. Somebody noticed that there's a lot of commits in the repository. Mm-hmm. So I would say that we will try to have a little demo or something on the next stream.
David said that basically there is a firmware for the ESP8266 in the firmware for the Mini.
Yeah.
And it's now acting like completely written. It's now acting as a proper network interface.
Yeah.
Like indistinguishable from like wherever the packets are coming from, whether it's Ethernet or this. So that sounds really amazing. He said don't try compiling it or try, but that right now in the what's committed there is probably not flashable. But hopefully, this is looking awesome. So
compiling it yourself now is for the very adventurous.
Yes. So Friday, exactly. So Friday. That's Balu. You got it right. Banana for scale. Yeah. So that was we kind of didn't say it explicitly, but the mini Wi-Fi status. So big leap in the implementation, and we we are looking forward to show you some demo of that.
Yeah. Alpacas chewed the cable again. No, they are happy in their shed. And they will be shaved for the summer, I think, in a month and a half.
Just yesterday, I think I left the building and I met Monica walking the alpacas. And I think it's so wild just to leave the company building and meet three alpacas and three sheep. Just like, hey, how are you? We're just eating some grass in here. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Joe, are you going to do the shearing?
No.
Not going to try it out.
No, and actually, Wed has to do it, and they give them stuff to be a little bit more mellow because it would be very traumatic for them, and I would say they would not trust people again after that.
August says he would like stickers for printables that he could.
Yeah,
but from Violet, it would last on his scar.
Yeah, but I've been pushing for new stickers for quite some time, but I don't know if you guys are working on it.
We were, and then Memory was like, oh, there's this printables thing, and then we were like dumping all the work, like, we need this graph and this logo revision and everything. So there was kind of...
I mean, I wanted updated stickers for like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Thankfully, a printable sticker should be pretty easy to bang out fairly quickly. The discussion about vinyl ones for your car, that would be an interesting process to see if we could figure something out that would work out well, kind of like the direct-to-t-shirt printing, but like if there's a print that works out well that we could get to stick to car windows.
Winslow is asking about the MMU2S firmware update. So also very nice improvement on that. David was a little bit cryptic about any dates, understandably. But yeah, that's definitely like still happening. So I think we are just getting some units on content to try it out, which I'm looking forward to. So we might be doing a lot of MMU prints very soon. Before there were many questions for printables, so...
Yeah, I'm trying to scroll back, but I can't hear.
Yeah. Shit out. I don't know. Oh, in the article, we kind of talked briefly about, you know, some... I mean, even in the beginning of the stream, the plans for printables. So we have some very nice features on the way. There's like a big update that didn't make it into the release, but I think it actually maybe is better.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I was told a couple of weeks, but I mean... It doesn't make sense to do too many things at the same time.
Because, it was already kind of insane pulling many levers at the same time and trying not to break everything. Excel News. The Joe's article is quite...
Yeah, that's two weeks ago.
Yeah. So that's about as up to date as it gets.
Yeah, and the blog moved from Prusa Printers to the main site.
Yeah.
So
there is still it's still in the header, you know, since we kind of removed some of the branding from the site, that's now called Prusa Blog. But yeah, it's the right here is the original Prusa Excel Dev Diary and FAQ. So if you haven't checked that, please go give it a read. It really answers, I think, a lot of the questions that we often get about the Excel. And what's not answered there is what we usually can't answer right now, so we will give you more updates as the Excel nears its coming date.
Insomniac on Discord was asking if we have any plans on how to deal with Prusa printers at that time, printables, Prusa meters farming of people who are kind of taking advantage of makes and things like that.
I don't know if I can show you the admin, but
no, we catch
if you sort the users by parameters from the least amount, it doesn't start from zero, but like these guys have like -2,000 parameters, -1,000, -700, which are the guys who are so blatantly cheating and were not even apologizing for it or anything, so they got slammed hard. Let's just say that, yeah, we are doing our best to moderate it, the whole site, whether it's removing content that shouldn't be there, spammers and cheaters, and it's not that difficult to catch.
And before generating any voucher right now, there's a quick
verified,
a quick check if everything checks out.
Yeah, so in the end, a human takes a look at it, and
So I would say to kind of add to that, like, you know, we are doing our best to catch everything, but it is easy for things to slip through the cracks. So, you know, if you guys see any, you know, blatant cheating going on out there, you know, please just let us know, and you know, we'll definitely. We have our ways to smack them down.
The goal is to reward great designers and people who, you know, submit
or contributing in community.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone who is contributing. So, yeah, that's the goal. Yeah. Definitely not to give a random person who is farming downloads. But that's something we catch. That's something we see very, very clearly.
Right. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, I think it's very worth noting that, like, you know, one of the reasons why we reward makes is because makes are super useful to a community like this, because it helps people know how printable a model really is. You know, if other people are having a hard time, you know, getting the model to print successfully, or the prints aren't coming out right, you know, the designer may have tweaked something in his slicing settings that we aren't aware of. So, you know, makes really, really helps these things grow. I know quite often when I go and look at models and I'm trying to decide between a couple of things, I will look over at the makes to get an idea. So, you know, we really appreciate you guys continuing to submit those things. And, you know, it sucks that some people are trying to cheat that system, but, you know.
The report button on printables is very mighty. So, yeah.
Is there a report button on makes, though? Do we know?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't know if there is.
From the top of my head, I don't know. But either way, there is.
I think there is. Okay.
You know, we can't reveal how it's working under the hood, because that's part of the thing that makes it hard for the cheaters and everyone to get around it. But let's just say that it's getting quite sophisticated. I'm quite impressed. There was this guy who was spamming his links for his eShop with some stolen models. And there was a long fight. We kept going back and forth. We did something. He improved. We improved. But he's gone. He just kind of gave up because we removed all the options he had. So that was a nice little victory that we'll take.
Yeah.
I saw some lot of things about printables, contests for catching cheaters. Oh, clickable tags. Yeah, that's a suggestion we've seen quite a few times. Clickable tags on printables, so you can like click it and search that tag, because you can add custom tags. So, yeah, that's something we definitely don't hear it for the first time. So, yeah, might be nice to pump the priority on that. Why do we get parameters for makes every month, but models only for the first 10? It's exactly one of the things, you know, if you got meters for every upload, no matter what it is, bots would just be spamming cubes on the site. So, you know, we like to reward people, so you give a little reward for publishing the first 10 models. But then, you know, to get the most points, they have to generate, you know, people have to download them and like them.
Right.
And enjoy them, because that's
yeah. So, but I think that's a very good point, is while only the first, you know, first X number of models generate points just by uploading them, they continue, all of your models continue generating points if people are downloading them
forever
and liking them and submitting makes and things like that. So, it does still benefit you to have a larger collection out there, because then you have more things that can be generating those likes and those downloads.
Can we get an easy mobile upload for makes? That's something you already kind of suggested,
yeah,
Matt, right?
I brought that up on the last.
I mean, it's I think the website is awesome on mobile, the mobile version. But yeah, maybe eventually we will get to an app or something like that.
Yeah. I just love the idea of just having something that you can easily send photos from your phone up to Prusa printers, up to printables. And then be able to, you know, access those photos from the main interface.
I mean, if we have the name slips next stream, everyone every time will have to put a $10 bill in the jar.
Yeah,
give some Prusa meters away. We totally, so much is happening that, you know, we released two new ASA colors.
Yes,
right.
Up until now, I believe ASA had only like technical colors. And Prusa orange.
Correct.
So now it got two new nice colors. So if you're using ASA, something that needs to be UV resistant, probably outside.
The red is great.
Yes.
I was gonna say I really like that blue because it's a far more like mellow blue instead of like in your face like the royal blue is.
Yeah, it's quite subtle. And the red is the lipstick red. It matches pretty perfectly the PLA and the PG. It's quite nice that we now have many colors in multiple materials, so you can really almost perfectly match different colors, and each of the parts can be a different material.
Although that sample image with that white water bottle in it just feels very America. So, but anyways, that is actually our call for the week. We are timed out there.
Yeah.
So
wonderful. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. We are exhausted after a long day here. So,
but excited about printables.
Yes.
Yeah. Super excited about it. So. Everyone have a great month. We will see you at the end of April. You know, stay safe, keep printing. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Yeah. Happy printing.
Happy printing, everyone.